It's your boy Harris Black.
Your boy Samurai Bleed.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is LBA.
Live by action.
Live by action, people. Quick question, Sammy.
Yep.
What are we talking about today?
Starting
what, Sammy?
In general, just starting.
We need that button, bro. This is the perfect time to play. It's the perfect time to This is what we're talking about. Starting.
I'm done.
Starting. Why do we feel like the world needs to align with us? The whole universe needs to align with us before we could start something. It's not like, okay, yo, let's start today. Let's just do it. No, it's like, yo, everything has to be perfect in order for me to start. That's not reality.
It's control. We just got...
Come on now. Speak on it.
All right. So I'm definitely, bro. I'm definitely that type of person. Like, I need control. Everything's about control. Hence, a lot of the situations that ever happened to us. Mm-hmm. Like, it's because we wanted everything to be perfect. I feel like if I did as I go, things would be a lot better.
That's factual.
You feel me? Because
I agree.
You don't wait until you perfectly know everything about the car to start it.
You don't wait till you know where you're going in order to put it in the GPS and take those routes. That's a bad analogy, but you get what I'm saying, man.
Exactly.
Start. Let's drive.
Like, yo, hide your kids. You don't wait until you study every form of sex. To make your pipe game good.
Come on now.
Like, stop.
Come on now.
It's through what?
Speak on it.
Experience.
Speak on it.
Say it one more time.
Speak on it. Experience. I thought you meant to. Experience.
Bruh. Come on, bruh. You cannot be an all-star overnight. You gotta just work on
Kobe, it. Kobe didn't just walk into the NBA like, yo, I need that jersey. Let's go.
The man actually sucked.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, real talk. There was a 1 year when he was a kid, he never made one basket, not even a layup. And I finished reading his book, and it's just, he's an amazing man. Like, that's why he's my all-time favorite basketball player, because of the back-end moves. Like, he's such a technician. Like, the man, when that one series where he tore his ACL, he took tap dancing lessons. Why? Because he did research, learning that, you know, tap dancing actually increases ankle mobility and strengthening, you know, the calves and shin. If I recall properly, I might be wrong, but it did correlate to that.
Along those lines, yeah.
I'm like, wow, this man did anything. Like, he a monster. Monster.
The best way to start has been putting
and
your
he
best
started.
Foot
he didn't even think, oh my bad. And he don't need Kobe. He don't think. He'll do his quick research and he goes in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I'm sorry, I got to say this one thing. The one thing in the book he said, he wasn't afraid to embarrass himself. If he seen somebody do a crossover like AI or whatever, because he wrote about AI too, my other favorite basketball player, he'll try to emulate people's moves, and he does not care if he look bad because he feels bad not trying. You hear that? Not trying. He rather look embarrassed trying something and perfecting the craft as he goes than have regrets and to not ever do it again. To never have done it, I meant to say.
Yeah, because... He did not do that overnight. There has to be time that was put in. He started somewhere. And that's all we're getting at. Start. Because once you start, you learn along the way. You know how many times we've researched and done nothing with it? You know how many times we've looked up something, knowing the ins and outs of it?
You know what's
and
that
doing
called?
Nothing about it.
You know what's that called, AB? Infotainment. Infotainment where you just like, and I'm a victim. When you're watching so many YouTube videos where it's just become entertainment, you learn 20 million ways to paint your house because you're just so obsessed with watching the videos. You know what I mean? Plug-in videos I watched on for Logic and all that. And I didn't even need to. All I needed was one video, subtract the fact that some of them take 20 minutes to get to a point.
Start. Sam said something one day. He says, yo, anything you could think of, Google it.
Yep.
Because there was an experience he had recently that inspired him to say that, like, yo, anything you could think of, Google it. And if you can't find it, boom, that could be your avenue right there. Yep. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, do research, but for that particular whatever that you're doing, You get what I'm saying? But don't do it to the point where it's like what he said, infotainment, where it's like you just, yeah, I'm just learning to entertain myself. That's not progress. You know what I'm saying? Cause not. It's like it's an illusion of movement, but you're technically stagnant. You have not started. Put your best foot forward. Give yourself that time to grow. You could touch on this. Yeah. That's all I really most I say but about it. Like,
it's true, cause it's like we going back to wasting time. Like I probably learned more because I've been recently doing SEO. I've been doing a lot of like videos, working on a couple of tracks, collabing with some people, just putting myself out there. Cause, yo, it's very uncomfortable to put yourself out there because, yo, I ain't gonna lie to you, like I don't like rejection. You feel me? But
nobody
like,
does.
You
rejection. Nobody does. I had to go reject me once. I cried for days.
Yeah, rejections, rejection, and consistency is like my biggest enemy, especially consistency, because it's like, yo. Another example, yo, you in a relationship, you feel me? You do this and that to a girl or a guy, you kind of going to get like an instant gratification. Like, yo, she going to smile. You going to get the kiss. You going to take her home after dinner. Mm. It don't take you long. Mm. But with something with career wise, music, business, whatever you're trying to do or learning something.
It's a process.
And nobody knows how long it's going to take, especially doing like social media, entertainment, podcasting. Like, yo, one day you might have one person. Another day you might have a million. Look at Pac-Man right now. Who you bumping? You just put me on.
Yeah, BFB Pac-Man. That boy. He grown right now, boy. He's making a lot of moves. Like that's the definition of.
Doing. And he not even the best rapper, nah. But he just do.
Yeah. I don't know who he is. Just look him up. BFB Pac-Man. Dope dude, dope individual. He's crazy as hell, like, but he's funny. He's himself. He's authentic. So that's what we mess with him. Well, at least I messed with him and I put him on. Because he was just doing. That man is still working on his
his craft. His branding.
Yeah, he's working on his branding, his craft, but he's also still working at his job.
What's
at the
that
post
video
office.
You just showed me with him in New York and what Madison Square?
Yeah, bro, just doing stuff, bro. He started and he never stopped, and that's the moral of this whole thing. Like, yeah. For you to start. And if you feel like, oh, I don't know anything about what I'm trying to do, yo, Google it. Anything you can think of, Google it. But don't stay there and just like get entertained by what you're reading or by what you're watching. Put your best foot forward and take action.
I'm going to say this.
What's up?
One of the worst advice I hate hearing from like celebrities or people who like give advice. They're like, yo, what would you say to the next generation or the next kid? Yo, man, you know, man, you just got to work hard. Keep grinding. Nigga. Get out of here with that crap, bro. Like, I don't want to hear that. Give me the details. Give me the failures.
We talked about this before.
Like, this is why we live by action. Because why we going to be talking about our personal goals? Trust me, best believe, I'm going to tell you my process of building my brand, the Blade brand. Like, trust me, like, I've done like 10, 11 videos doing SEO, typing search words for people to find me. It's not going to happen overnight, but guess what? I've done more by experimenting to see what words work for me than me watching a million YouTubes. Like, I've done more moves in 2 months than I did in 2 years, and that's facts. Like, we're to the point where, like, shout out to Reddit. I joined Reddit communities. I ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions and help. You'll be surprised how many people are willing to help you, because low-key, sometimes it's an ego boost. Because when I help people, I'm not gonna lie, it does make me feel a little good about myself. Mm. And especially if it's about myself. Oh, it's a low-key flex. I'm like, oh, you don't know how to do this on Logic? Da, da, da. Ugh, light work to me. I'm going to teach you how to do X, Y, and Z.
In a sense, it kind of shows you like how far you came.
Yeah, exactly. It shows you how far you came. And at the same time, there's always going to be somebody better than you. And you should just be humble. It's fine. Because now you can hire or work with that person who's better than you. And you work as a unit. And then you grow at a faster pace. 2 is better than 1. 4 is better than 2, and etc. You have to build that foundation, a team. A team which creates a consistency. Everybody has a role. It's like you see like the ants and stuff. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a role.
That's facts.
Everybody has a role. So going back to just start. Like literally, I'm okay. I might like right now I'm currently like overall I have like 500 views in my YouTube. a lot of people that's light. But I'm like, yo, if you looked at that's a lot
starting,
of
it's still progress.
It's progress. It's one, it's 400 more I never had. It's 400 more eyes that never seen me. You know what I mean? I used to get discouraged. I'm like, yo, I want 1,000. Yo, how do I get more reach? How do I do more ads? Yo, if you trying to rush and do shortcuts, then you're not going to appreciate the process. And sometimes those failures or the lack of progress is trying to, it's like a humbling situation to say, hey, you need to tweak this. Maybe you're not as, you're not as interesting in certain parts. Maybe the song structure is not good, or maybe your social media page is not good, or the way you're going about things. Because if you start seeing success and you don't know how you got there, how do you duplicate it? It's all a process. You have to be a technician. Going back to Kobe, you have to be a technician. Know the fundamentals and then reinvent it in your own style. You have to know the basics. That's it. And don't be afraid to what?
Try. Start.
Or start. Exactly. Start.
Start.
Don't be afraid to start. That's it.
You because, have a community out there that's going to support you.
Yeah, because like, story. Yo, like I said, yo, we've been doing this for like over 2 months now. And it's just like, guess what? We're building. We're getting people contacting
us. We got like, I know we got like 3 solid fans for real. And
shout out to them.
Of course. And that's just a start.
Yeah.
And we appreciate them because without them, you know what I'm saying? We really wouldn't be heard by anybody else but ourselves. You know what I mean? They just told us that we're on iHeartRadio. That's a great accomplishment. Yep. We never thought we'd be on iHeartRadio. That wasn't the goal we said.
That takes a process to get accepted.
Exactly, you know? Bro. This wasn't something that happened overnight. And we don't even have a crazy fan base. Now imagine when we do. Imagine the good we could do in this world. Imagine the people could help and in turn helping us. That's what this is all about. Yeah. Like, we're in service.
You said it. The good we could do to help others, and in return we could get help. People ain't gonna help you if you can't help yourself.
Especially.
Nobody's gonna give you anything if you can't give back. What did I say to you, bro? If anybody invests in you, they expect to get their money back or double.
Factual.
Nobody gonna put money on you unless they know they're getting money back, or if not more. Nobody.
Exactly. So if you're ready to start, clap your hand.
There you go. The start, or this is my last thing. This is the moral. The gem of the day.
Gem of the day. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Stop waiting in your garage for all the lights to turn green for you to start. Because you're going to sit a lifetime waiting for that opportunity just to go.
I agree. If you want to know if the grass is green on the other side, don't wonder about it.
Yeah, check that first step to the other side.
Come on now. I really, really, really hope we got through you.
All and shout out to the people that stayed to the end.
Exactly.
The real one.
Our 3 beautiful followers. We love you.
if not more.
If it's more, yo, we're going to see on the stats.
Yeah, email us.
Email us.
We already got the link on the description. LiveByActionPodcast@gmail.com. LiveByActionPodcast@gmail.com.
We're ready to hear from you. Yeah. You feel me? We love you. Thank you for the support. This your boy, Aris Black.
It's your boy, Samurai Blade.
Yeah, I'm out.
Peace. Hey, don't forget, subscribe, share, and rate.